Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version, Tuesday, March 1st, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. Christians are more free, but violence continues in Pakistan. Storms killed hundreds in the Philippines. Believers are mobilizing. And short-term volunteers help a camp in Haiti. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. We begin today in Pakistan as the war on terror isn't crippling ministry in that mostly Muslim nation. Speaking from Pakistan, Strategic World Impact's Kevin Turner says they're building a school in Toba Tek Singh.
They have very little access to education here. And if they do get educated, especially through the government schools, it's compulsory that they learn Islam as well. We're using this also as an opportunity to educate poor Muslims and Hindus. And by this, we use it as a means of outreach to show them the love of Christ.
While laws prevent some religious freedom and Christians are persecuted, conditions have actually improved.
Christians have never had it better. They've never had more freedom because Musharraf is not afraid to stand up against the Islamic religious leaders of the country. And so it's really actually working out quite well for believers here, relatively speaking, compared to the way it used to be.
$9,000 is still needed to complete the school project. Meanwhile, the U.S. State Department names Sudan among the top human rights abusers in the world. But the picture isn't all that gloomy, especially for one ministry. Audio Scripture Ministries' Tom Dudenhofer says part of the Old Testament was recorded into one Sudanese language that spurred another ministry project.
One of the interesting results of the scripture recording of the book of Genesis was that some of the local believers began to write some music about the recording of creation. And they wrote songs about God and His creation.
Dudenhofer says the fighting throughout Sudan has had little direct effect on the project. The delay they did face was one that ultimately strengthened their mission.
The rest of the recording had to be delayed somewhat because many of the team members go home when the rivers dry up enough so that they can get to their homes. National believers who are involved in these projects need to get back and touch base with their own people before they can continue to finish the projects.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Typhoons named Unding, Violeta, and Yoyang and the tropical storm Winnie hit parts of the Philippines, leaving behind landslides, flooding, and disease. Food for the Hungry is there, partnering with the local churches in the Quezon province. This includes a soup kitchen, food and clothing distributions, Bible distributions, medicine, Christian counseling, and post-flood cleaning supplies. As the team meets physical needs, it opens the door to meet spiritual needs. Next, Men for Missions is getting ready to launch a new program aimed at young people in Haiti. The team leader arrived last week to work with a Starfish Kids sponsorship program for Haitian school children. Through the sponsors, the program will cover all of the child's educational costs, including uniforms and meals. The students will be exposed to the gospel through the school curriculum. Pray for the team leader as she settles in, begins language training, and joins a vibrant outreach. And Christian camping in Haiti is an important part of the Ministry of Christian World Outreach. A group of 6 short-term missionary workers are at the camp right now in central Haiti, getting the facility ready for their work. Greg Yoder is with Christian World Outreach.
We have a youth camp called Great Discovery. There's always 200 or so that can show up. We hold Bible school in the summer here as well. There we've had as many as 1,400 kids show up by the end of the week.
Yoder says as kids get saved as part of their camping ministry, it seems to have an even greater impact.
It spreads to the families, and some of the young men and women who come to the camps now are running clinics in Haiti. You know, it's neat to hear success stories. And even some have gone on and become workers in France or other countries even.
Voodoo is still prevalent in Haiti. Pray that the gospel will penetrate the stronghold it has on society. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a free copy of evangelist Sammy Tippett's autobiography called No Matter What the Cost, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. Find out what it takes to serve Christ no matter what the cost from a man who's been arrested for sharing his faith. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also request a copy at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.